Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Evan and Tiki on this fine Wednesday. Tomorrow, Ben, Tiki will join the program at, what time does he come on? 4:30. Better get that right. Coming up in about an hour, we'll hear a random John Sterling home run call and mix in a little baseball. Because Met fans have gotten very, very excited over something that they should not be that excited about. But we are about to enter an NFL offseason on Monday. That's when the legal tampering period begins. That features a lot of really good running backs. I mean, a lot of them. We found out a couple days ago that Saquon Barkley will join that crew that features Derrick Henry, DeAndre Swift, Tony Pollard, Devin Singletary, Josh Jacobs, Austin Eckler. There's even a report out right now. Matthew Berry's reporting it, Sean?
Yes, and the Sporting News also picked it up.
Matthew Berry's a fantasy guy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. All right. I don't know. Apparently, he's reported that the Bengals are about to release Joe Mixon.
And that would add another running back to the group of backs, which is going to cause some intriguing musical chairs. So I think what will be a fun little exercise for just a couple of minutes before we get back to your calls is to play a little game, a little running back bingo, where we predict where all of these running backs end up. Would you like to go first?
Sure.
I'll name the player, and then we will decide. I've already written mine down, just so you know, so I'm not copying anybody. Right. There you go. That's right. My list. So let's start with Austin Eckler. 29 years old, can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Is he 29?
Yes, 29 years old, which is old for a running back.
I feel like he was already 30.
No.
What?
The only running back who's already 30
is Derrick Henry.
Is Derrick Henry.
That's right. That's right.
But he's close. He's 29.
Right.
So he ain't that far off.
Austin Eckler, I think
good job.
I think he stays in Los Angeles.
You're wrong. I am going with the Chicago Bears. You're going with the Chargers?
Well, Khalil Herbert's there, isn't he?
That's fine. I have enough backs. Don't screw up my prediction. You can disagree with me.
Right, I'm just wondering.
All right. I'm going with Austin Eckler to the Bears. You're saying Chargers?
I think he's going to stay.
Chargers. I'm sorry, guys. I don't have enough room on my documents. Just me and Tiki. I apologize.
Okay.
All right. Josh Jacobs. I love that piece.
Josh Jacobs.
Nicely produced.
Baltimore Ravens.
You're wrong.
Stop.
I'm going L.A. Chargers. I'm going, he's jumping from one AFC West team to another.
Okay.
Because, again, there's going to be, you know, there's a lot of musical chairs here.
Right.
That's not bad. I got a little pattern here. Eckler goes from Chargers to Bears. Jacobs goes from Raiders to Chargers.
The problem is you're going to run out of seats.
Are we, though? Are we? Running back number three, Devin Singletary.
New York Giants.
Oh, wow. Whipping out the local card.
Yeah.
So you think he's the replacement for Saquon Barkley?
Yep.
Had a good year last year.
Saquon doesn't resign. He's dynamic.
Yeah.
I liked his skill set as a receiver and as a runner.
I'm going with the Green Bay Packers. You know, Aaron Jones has a tough time staying healthy. They've been talking about a pay cut. Why not add another back? I'm going Devin Singletary to the Green Bay Packers. Now let's move on to
Tony. They're very similar. Go ahead.
What was that?
They're very similar.
Okay. Tony Pollard. Where does Tony Pollard go?
Tony Pollard
rushed for 1,000 yards last year.
I'm going to say the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina? What, he just wants to end his career? He's
no.
giving up?
Yeah.
Got
a new coordinator.
Right.
Got a new coach. New optimism? Why not?
Tony Pollard doesn't care about football anymore.
Yeah,
I'm going with the Las Vegas Raiders.
They don't
he replaces them. Josh Jacobs.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I tell you, Tiki hates all my predictions.
I'm not. They just have a good runner
okay,
there.
Okay, well, they're about to lose Josh Jacobs.
Right.
Let us go to DeAndre Swift.
Dolphins.
God, that make me sick. I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
J.K. Dobbins coming off the Achilles injury. DeAndre's only 25. I'm going the Ravens. Let's go to the future Hall of Famer. At least I think he's a future Hall of Famer. Derrick Henry.
L.A. Rams.
L.A. Rams. I'm going with another Hollywood team. How about them Cowboys? That is such a Jerry Jones move,
really?
Is it not?
Yeah.
The star power,
yeah.
Future Hall of Famer. He's all in on 2024.
Okay.
He's about to lose Pollard. He gets Derrick Henry, who, by the way, of all the free agents, he rushed for 1,100 yards, more than anyone else who's a free agent, and he got in the end zone 12 times. Mm. Talk about a guy that still has it. Derrick Henry still has it. Now we've saved the best for last. Didn't include every running back. No Gus Edwards. No potential Joe Mixon.
Or A.J. Dillon.
Now listen, time restraints here for this game show.
He wasn't a starter.
That's right. Saquon.
Houston Texans.
Barkley.
Houston Texans.
Well, you didn't even wait.
No, I knew already.
Now, are you going to acknowledge that you're copying me?
No. I think we talked about this 2 days ago.
No, we talked about this 2 months ago. I predicted the Texans.
I think we also talked about it 2 days ago. We both agreed it was going to be the Texans.
All right, that's the one running back we agree on, the Houston Texans. So just to recap here, you've got Devin Singletary going to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Pollard to the Panthers, DeAndre Swift to the Dolphins, Derrick Henry to the Rams, Josh Jacobs to the Ravens, Austin Eckler remaining with the Chargers. I have Eckler to the Bears, Jacobs to the Chargers. Devin Singletary to the Packers, Tony Pollard to the Raiders, DeAndre Swift to the Ravens, Derrick Henry to the Cowboys, and Saquon to the Texans.
And nobody to the Giants. You have nobody to the Giants.
I have nobody to the Giants, no.
What are they going to do? Draft one?
Probably, yeah.
In the fourth round?
No, I think in the second round.
Why would you draft a running back in the second round?
Well, yeah, why would you, Tiki? Weren't you a running back drafted in the second round?
Because you're
better. Where were you drafted?
Because here's what's going to happen.
Weren't you drafted in the second
Devin
round?
Devin Singletary.
He's crapping on drafting a back in the second round.
Reese Hall was a second round pick.
Yeah.
Devin Singletary. Well, you have so many other needs.
I know, but just
offensive line, wide receiver. Like, there are needs ahead of a running back before. I'm just being, like, fair to the or honest with my assessment of the Giants. And I think Devin Singletary in free agency is not going to be signed right away. He's not going to be one of the biggest running back free agent deals. Devin, that's not going to happen. It's going to happen later in the draft, and he's going to be looking for a home, and the Giants are going to steal him. And then they might draft a guy in the sixth round or seventh round because there's going to be a bunch of running backs back into their draft.
Okay.
There's really only two or three names that you know, one of whom is Blake Corum, who, by the way, benched as many times at 225. Did you see this?
Mm.
His 225 reps was the same as Joe Alt.
Wow.
Who was the tackle from guard, whatever he is, from Notre Dame. 27 reps.
What does that mean?
He's just strong as
hell. I'm just curious. Like, what the hell does that mean?
Strong as hell. That's what it means.
You know what I took out of the combine? You took the weight out. I'm glad you brought up the combine because there's one last thing I'd like to put an exclamation point on.
Yes.
And that's this Tyler Owens of Texas Tech. Can we address Tyler Owens of Texas Tech?
I don't know about Tyler Owens of Texas
Tech. Tyler Owens. And boy, I hope this isn't a fake story. Actually, it's not because I heard him say it. I heard it. So unless AI was involved, Tyler Owens.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doesn't believe in space.
Oh, yes. We talked about
he
this.
He doesn't believe. I'm sorry.
I didn't remember who it was.
Oh.
But I remember this story about not believing in space.
You talking about while I was away on Friday?
We did this and a lot of our pigeons reel. Right. We did a lot of the combine Friday.
I apologize. Did you say on Friday, because I was not listening, no offense, I was on the beach, like, what the hell do you want from me? Did you not say, because I expected when I read this story, when this guy Tyler Owens says, look, I don't believe in space, I don't believe in other planets, and I also think the flat earth theory, they make a lot of sense. They make a lot of valid points. Mm. Did Tiki take him off his draft board? Like, would that be enough for you to say?
Yeah, he's not on my draft board.
Because of that?
Yeah, low intelligent people, I don't know.
Tiki did say that, but he also wanted to make clear, did he mean he doesn't believe in aliens? Because in that case, he'd put him at the top of his draft board.
Right.
Well, if he doesn't believe in other planets, he also probably doesn't believe in aliens, because where are the aliens coming from?
Well, I mean.
So does that supersede not believing in space? Because it's kind of weird to believe in one thing and not the other. Imagine thinking there's no space, but there are aliens.
No,
well, then they're not aliens.
But by the way, people do believe that.
Where do they believe the aliens are from, though?
I don't believe this, but people believe that aliens come from the water.
Yep, they're already here.
But then they're not aliens.
No, but they are, because like, the space is actually what we already have in water. Like, that's space to them,
but
and those are aliens.
That's not aliens.
Mm. No. That's not aliens in your world. That's aliens in other people's
world. Well, what's
world.
The definition of the word alien? Like, seriously.
Unearthly being?
Okay, so if it comes from the Earth, it's an earthly being. Like, I'll give you a great example. Hear me out on this. We have not discovered a big part of the ocean. Like, it goes very deep. It goes very far. If we find out tomorrow there's an underwater dinosaur, we didn't even know it existed. Mm-hmm. This underwater behemoth of a dinosaur that lives at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. Are we really going to say that's an alien? No, we're going to say, whoa, we discovered something amazing from our great planet.
But there are some that don't consider the great masses of water here actually part of Earth, even though it is, and therefore
what?
That's what... Dude,
what theory is
you're
that?
Making me sound like I'm one of these people. There are people who believe that.
Believe what, though? That it's not a part
that
of Earth when it's a part of Earth?
The mass amount of undiscoverable water is not, in theory, Earth.
How is that the case? How is it
it's
not Earth?
It's the emptiness within Earth that is, in essence, space.
Sean is talking about is alien as an adjective. What you're talking about is alien as a proper-ish noun.
Claws are master.
Oh, how is the ocean not Earth? That's what's bothering
me. It is, but it's not. It's so he's talking about a species, an alien species, one that is not known. So the definition of alien, since you asked,
thank
is
you,
a person
what is it?
Or thing, not of a particular group or place. So we don't know it. We're not aware of it.
Okay.
So if you see it and it's from Earth, it's an alien species that we didn't know about.
I guess you're right based on that definition.
So, but an alien, as we've come to bastardize it in a lot of ways, as a noun, is an extraterrestrial being.
Right.
Stranger.
It
comes from the outside.
And there's no way that an alien would come to Earth.
Okay, we're not having this argument.
It just wouldn't come. First of all, you would never see Earth from outer space. From millions of light years away, you would never find it.
I know, but we're not
talking. It's less than a pimple on an elephant's ass.
This man is obsessed with this.
No, I'm not. And if you have the technology to get to Earth, why the hell would you be? Why would you care about Earth?
We got to do a podcast on this. But that's not what we were talking about. We're talking about the fact that the ocean isn't considered part of Earth. That's crazy.
First of all, you would have to devise a technology.
Are you going back to this
that
whole
breaks physics? that could travel faster than the speed of light.
Okay, fine.
It's not possible now, unless wormholes exist.
You're going to beat me into just saying, you know what, Tiki, you're right.
I am.
Which I've done with many people arguing dumb things about sports. You're going to get me to say, you know what, you're right. It's not possible. Because we're not even talking about that and you're obsessed
with
it.
Real quick, though, if the aliens did have a spaceship, do you think they would pump their own gas or do you think they'd have somebody else do it?
I think they would have fuel not based on fossil fuels from rotting dinosaurs from 300 million years ago. Right, okay. We consider our 2,000, 4,000 years on this planet as the epic. We're not even an epic. Did you see that? They just declared this. We're not an epic.
Yeah.
The human race is, humanity is not an epic. The dinosaurs, they were an epic because they were hundreds of millions of years.
Can I have a quick conversation with Tom Lugauer?
Go ahead.
Yes.
It's a, like we all know, brilliant line. Like I give you a lot of credit. It was very funny. Ask yourself this. Was it worth it?
I thought I was going to. Here's what I thought. I thought that sticks the landing and you'd go to a call. That's what I was going to do. But I'll just play this.
Oh, shut up.
Let's go to Scott in East Hanover, New Jersey. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Tiki, how are you today, my brother?
All's good, Scott.
Hey, Tiki, listen, I'm here to have a private conversation with you. As you know, like the Meadowlands, the seagulls, they still go back there looking for the swamps. As I go back to FAN looking for good radio, and there's a lot of good radio, but I'm going to talk about your partner there.
Go ahead.
I don't know what I'm looking at, bro, anymore. A purple beard. What
now,
I'm listening
now
to
it's
with
green.
Evan.
Now Evan. It's green. You got to look. Turn on SNY right now. It's green.
Evan, oh, man. Car, you gotta go to, yeah, I am, Teak. I heard the horn. I'm right. In stomach. And, no disrespect, but I mean, it's enough, man. It's enough.
I agree, it's enough. Removed. I should no longer have to paint my beard. Today is a very disgusting beard. Right. Today is a green beard.
That one works. And that one works on TV.
It works for what? Embarrassing me?
Yes. It looks good.
It does not look good.
In a bad way.
I've already tweeted it out if you're not by a TV, but today is Green Day. Not the band. Today's Green Dot Day in that my beard is very, very green. And I think it is grotesque.
You look like Lucky the Leprechaun got laid off.
Yeah. It's a bad scene. Like, every day when I've had to color my beard, it's always been like, it looks weird, right. But whatever.
This one looks great.
This one looks funky. Like, when I go outside, people are going to, like...
It's like you have algae growing on your face.
Yeah. I think one of the comparisons Rich Ackerman used is it's like I got stuck in the MetLife Stadium turf.
Yeah, the 49ers would complain about your face.
Yeah. It's not a good scene. But listen, we made a deal. As much as our last caller doesn't like it, well, what can I tell you? Kiss my ass. I got nothing else for you. I'm sorry. I apologize in saying that, but what do you want me to tell you? Let's go to Dave in Cedarhurst. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. And both entertaining and informative. I want to first comment and thank you for not going shirtless. You talked about that last week. Except
Evan.
For Tiki,
Evan.
I think that should be reserved for the radio.
Right.
Fair enough.
And I was at spring training with my 11-year-old grandson.
Nice.
Just before the game started, we were at practices, and it was a lot of fun. But, you know, it's sort of like ants looking for crumbs. And just a thought, maybe somebody will listen to this. You know, it's great for the kids. Francisco Lindor and a lot of the young guys were very friendly and gave autographs, but the kids are competing with dealers. So I think the dealers need to have a separate time or something.
Oh,
so
that
they
sucks,
don't...
man.
Yeah, I
don't know.
That's a good point, Dave.
Yeah, I don't know how you combat that, because spring training is awesome. And I'm so glad Dave was able to take his grandson and go to spring training. Is a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Because of the closeness that you have to players, where you could talk to them, get autographs. And for kids, an autograph is the coolest thing ever. And then you have it, and you put it on your wall, and you save it. I'm not begrudging somebody that is in the business of selling memorabilia. It's a business.
Right.
It's fine. I don't begrudge you. But it kind of sucks when it interferes with
not
the
kind
kid.
Of. It does suck. Because there are times and places for that. Right? Guys get paid, athletes get paid to go do deals or shows. Memorabilia shows. I've done a bunch of them over the years, and you don't mind it. But when you're trying to, I don't know, do your job or inspire some kid or have a like a conversation and not just stick this in your face and sign it, or stick this in your face and have 10 of your friends come and do the same thing so that you can make a profit off of it, that's annoying. It really gets annoying.
No, I get you.
So,
man,
I can understand why what Dave was talking about. I mean, his son, his grandson, I don't know what his experience was like, but I guarantee you it wasn't like this wholesome, I met my favorite player, he signed a baseball card for me, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah, because you're getting pushed
not,
by
it was
a
not
guy,
that.
Because you're getting pushed away by a guy who's like, I got to get these three bats signed.
Right. Right.
Maybe we do a thing where if you're over the age of 18, you're not allowed to get an autograph. Like, it's just, that's over. It's banned. Like, you're just not allowed to. If you want to get an autograph, you go to a card show and you pay the money.
Bad job by me.
He hasn't done that. I'm not attacking Joe. When has Joe done that?
Come on. You don't remember when he asked for Barry Sanders' autograph?
No, that's by the way, that's different. Like, we're talking about competing with kids. He was doing it at the radio station.
Okay, so you're saying that you shouldn't wait at an airport for somebody to get off and there are little kids there because you're taking away, maybe TV only wants to give one autograph. That one autograph should go to 17-year-olds.
Definitely what I mean. I'm not saying you can't get an autograph as an adult. I'm saying when there are kids involved, it should just be the kids. Like, when you're at Citi Field and you're trying to get Francisco Lindor's autograph, which I see a lot of kids doing, it should just be the kids. All it should be.
Then you have these sick puppies paying the kids money to go get this guy's autograph.
Yeah, that's, you know what? Damn it, you're right.
But you know what?
Yeah.
At least they're paying the kid, and at least the kid is getting an autograph.
That's a good point.
All right, at least the kid gets money out of it is what you're saying?
Right. Right.
Fair point.
Now, Francisco Lindor, I want to give him some credit for this because I think it was last year I sat in these seats that were very, very close in terms of getting autographs. It was down the right field line. A buddy of mine gave me the seats. And I remember asking my son, I said, Jet, do you want an autograph? I explained what it was. I was like, do you want to go try to get it? And he's like, yeah, I think it's the coolest thing ever. So I go over with him because I ain't going over alone. I'm not making him go alone. He's 7 years old. I'm walk by himself over there, making sure. I'm like a helicopter dad, I guess, at some point. I'm like, I ain't let you be alone at Queen City Field. And there's all these adults that are pushing. So I end up like holding him up to try to give him access. Yeah. And Lindor, this guy's a good dude. Say what you want about him as a baseball player. What a dude he is. He was purposely only signing for kids. So my son waited a little bit, but there were other kids there. So he's like, up, kid. Yeah, up, kid. Yep, yep. And he got, and every kid basically got, most kids got an autograph. So maybe that's the approach.
Yeah.
But some players just want to sign for everybody.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Mark Vientos is like, damn it, someone's asking for my autograph. I ain't going to say no to somebody. How could I do that? Mario's in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
What's up, Mario?
Mario. Mario going once, Mario going twice, Mario is gone. Let's go to Bill in Oceanside. How you doing on this fine afternoon, Bill?
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're good.
What's up, man?
Listen to you every day. Love yous. Love Cheeky.
Thank you, man.
Listen, I don't want to kiss his butt, but I got to kiss it a little bit. I grew my boys up reading the Tiki and Rondé books.
Oh, nice.
About him and his family growing up, listen, they went to sleep with it every night.
Oh,
and
I
then
love
we'd
that.
Watch football. Loved it. Yo, my boys love you and your brother forever, and he's in the Hall of Fame, and you belong in the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Bill.
Like I said,
that.
I'm calling to rant and rave about the Islanders Rangers, but I'll get to that in a second because, to me, back in your day, there was about a 5-year period. I thought Marshall Faulk was the best running back in the NFL, but he was doing it on turf. And I used to tell my sons, I say, watch everything Tiki's doing. He does it on grass. He doesn't do it with his solid, with as good a team around him and as good an old line. And he's getting it done. And consecutive 2,000-yard seasons, like, who's doing that? And I'm telling you.
Thank you, man.
Best Giants running back ever. And I understand your love for Saquon Barkley. And if he's gone, it's going to crush me.
Right.
Because I love him, too. But I understand, listen, it's the money game. I heard what you're saying the other day. Listen, I don't know what you were talking about the 5 minutes ago with underwater aliens. I don't know what the hell that was. Anyway, yo, but I don't get it either.
It's just the business of the running back
comparison of the money and quarterbacks, forget about it. You know, Daniel Jones getting $40 million a year off one playoff win, whatever. It is what it is in the NFL. But when we get to the Islanders and Rangers, oh, my God. Listen, please, I'm a huge Islander fan. I got season tickets, but this is Ranger Town. And whoever that was talking before.
Sean.
this is Ranger Town. It will always be Ranger Town. But let me tell you, their worst nightmare is we are coming. We are coming, all right? And they know we're coming. And they don't want to see us, all right?
Bill, I want to see you, pal.
The game Saturday night. Just hear me out for a second. I'm at the game Saturday night against the Bruins, all right? Half the crowd, we're kicking their ass. Half the crowd goes nuts. They score one goal because all these fake Ranger fans are there in their McAvoy jerseys because they're all from Long Beach. And I know these clowns, and they take busloads there. And all these transplants, it's blasphemy. They should be ashamed of themselves. They're supposed to be Ranger fans. They're there wearing Bruins jerseys, and then we kick their butt. I swear to God, these people are crying walking out of the stadium, crying. I'm not kidding.
That's awesome.
My wife with me, we celebrating. I was screaming, sorry, Charlie, midnight, Charlie. These people are crying. My wife said, you're nuts. I said, no, I'm not nuts. They've been abusing us for years, and they know we're coming now. We're coming.
Oh, I love it, Bill. Appreciate
that was
you
a
too.
Wonderful phone call.
Great call. Bill, 0.0% chance Ranger fans left an eye on the Bruin game crying.
Bitch, New York Ranger fan.
You know what he said, though?
He's
and
delusional.
It's the kind of the phrase that should be put on a T-shirt. It's very simple, and it's to the point, and it's, we're coming.
We're coming.
It's just a very simple warning.
No, we're coming.
Now, in fairness, for them to come, they need to survive this West Coast trip they have coming up.
Or go to a nursing home.
It's not going
to
be easy. Stop it. They've won four in a row. They're playing better hockey. They're not blowing leads. They got to go to San Jose, though the Sharks suck. Aren't the San Jose Sharks like one of the worst teams in hockey?
They are one of the worst teams in hockey, yes.
So, all right, that's a winnable game.
But, like, good. I hope the Islanders make the play, be fun for the town. You guys really don't think that Ranger fans are sitting there going, oh, we can't play the Islanders.
You don't want to
play
the Islanders.
Like, that's the exact team you sign up for.
Sean, that's, come on, stop it.
Evan, I'm about what's going to avoid a seven-game series. What's avoiding a seven-game series is just playing your crappy team.
Sean, last year when you got cocky in the series against the Devils and then your team lost, would you agree that it was a little bit worse losing to the New Jersey Devils than it would have been losing to the Detroit Red Wings?
Nope.
Or the Florida Panthers?
Nope.
You're full of it.
I'm about farming my own land, pal.
You're full of it.
I'm not full of it.
You're full of it. And by the way, you, as a Long Island Ranger fan, I'm not full of anything. I'm telling you the reality. As a Long Island Ranger fan, you don't like the Islanders more than the Devils. You live around Islander fans.
Yeah, I mean, it's still well overwhelming my neighborhood Ranger
no
fans.
No one's arguing who has more fans. Why do we always go back to that? We're not talking about that.
We laugh when the Islander fan comes by with their shopping cart in the supermarket. Oh, enjoy your cute little
laugh. You lose a
peasants.
You lose a first-round series to the Islanders, you'll never live it down. You know that.
But we won't.
We won't. It's hockey, bro.
But you don't know.
You don't know.
Evan, I'll let you dye my ass hair green all summer with your thing if the Rangers lost to the Islanders this year.
That's a punishment for Evan.
Oh, no, that's not what I want, but I got things. I'll make a list right now if the Islanders beat the Rangers. You want me to make a list?
Make your list, because it ain't happening, pal.
Okay, number one, you're growing your hair out. We'll start with that.
Something that he could actually do, though. You mean, like, from the sides? Just anything he could do? Best
Just whatever grows. Yeah. I mean, he can't shave his head.
It's become a very hairy show.
Well, you're not going to do that for a year. We'll start with that. We are a very hairy show. That's number one.
Okay.
You agree to that one?
Sure.
Sure. All right, that's number one. Number two, you got to wear a different Islander jersey every day to work for 2 months.
I don't agree to that.
Why not?
I don't wear Islander jerseys.
But you're not going to lose, so what the hell's the problem? You just told me it has no chance of happening, so why does it matter? I could keep making a list.
The
I wasn't
off
even done
chance
yet.
The four best players on the Rangers get hurt in game one, like I saw happen with the Nets Bucks, that's your only shot. And the one thing I will never do is wear that crap fabric on my body.
That crap fabric? What the hell's wrong with you?
Never in my life would I put on Islander. My name's not Sal Licata.
I'll supply the jerseys for you.
I don't care what you supply. You can stick them whether you know what, don't you?
I love the fact he was willing to let his hair grow out, though. Which is pretty embarrassing because he's going to look like,
he's
like a horseshoe.
He's going to look terrible.
And he was okay with that.
I'm married at this point.
It doesn't matter.
Would you grow your hair out just for fun anyway? Because I'm kind of curious to see what
probably
that
looks like. Not for fun because I feel like I'm starting to look really handsome now. And I just don't.
You feel like you're starting to look handsome now?
I've lost some weight in recent weeks. And I've been starting to enjoy my body in the mirror.
How many pounds you down for now?
I am down. Since we started this show, I'm down 25 pounds.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. It's amazing what not waking up at 4 in the morning does for you.
You think it's just that?
No, it's more than that.
No, I know what it is. Well, it's like looking at Tiki Barber every day.
No. It's just your balance. Your life is balanced.
Yeah, I'm exercising better. Right. I'm eating better. Yeah. Seeing doctors.
Okay.
He's on performance enhancers.
Oh, you're taking one of those
steroids, HGH?
No, that thing where they staple your stomach, I bet.
Ozempic?
You think I stapled my stomach?
No, not that. What's the thing where you take a pill and you can't eat? Isn't there some kind of cheating mechanism where you won't get fat?
Evan, you're way off.
What am I wrong about? Are you taking something that's helping you?
I'm taking medicine, sure, but my body was not regulating and breaking down sugars. If we want to do our virtual doctor's appointment here, and it's jump-started my metabolism.
Kind of sounds like he's cheating, Tiggy.
No, he's balancing his body.
I am.
Okay. Yeah. Ozzy and Woodridge. What's up, Ozzy?
Sean lost 25 pounds, but the camera found it.
He's so mean, but so funny sometimes.
You're the best.
I gotta tell you.
You just heard Sean falling, so.
I got an Oscar-class beard, and I want to pump my own gas and take my freedom, but I still look like Elmo with my hair and the mean man and my voice. And the mean man is coming to yell at me for pumping my gas, and I need to go home and take my fifth shower of the day because I'm so sick. Meanwhile, you got a real Jersey transplant like Tiki, takes his shirt out for a woman at the drop of a dime.
Mm-hmm.
His stripper name is Chocolate Glaze, and that's what Jersey guys do. You understand me,
right,
Evan? So you and your little tough guy attitude, all right? I know the mean man is yelling at me. You keep that over in New York, all right?
Mm. Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to fight with a gas attendant in New Jersey because I want to pump my own gas and break state regulations?
Do you really want to pump your own gas?
Yes.
Why?
Want me to give you a list of reasons?
Freedom.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I have to wait when I'm waiting for someone else to do something I could just do on my own. If I just pull up, I take the pump out, I stick it in, I get gas, and that's it.
How is it not?
Otherwise, I
got
to wait for somebody.
When you pull up to the gas station, do you pump the Hulkster's music? I am a real man.
You're annoying me now. I just want to be able to do it. Like, I don't want to have to wait for somebody. I don't want to have to rely on
somebody.
I just
don't understand why.
I just told you, I don't want to wait. You have to wait every time to get gas in New Jersey because you got to wait for a guy who I know is just doing their job, pump your gas, pump this person's gas, then get to your gas. Then the gas is done, and you got to wait for him to realize it's done and stick the thing back in the thing. I don't need him to do that.
Is your life that busy that you can't wait an extra 35 seconds?
Tiki, every second and every minute matters.
Mm.
Every minute can't be wasted. Every minute's important, man. It's an extra minute with my kids. It's an extra minute giving Dudley a walk. It's an extra minute with my wife. Yeah, you're damn right. Time matters, T.
Mm, okay.
Do you think the camera really found the 25?
No. I don't see it.
I haven't noticed.
Good. You look good, Sean.
I haven't noticed you lose weight.
That's why I had to tell the world. Nobody has. Mm.
You haven't gotten compliments?
At home, sure.
But no one, like, outwardly? I'm looking at you right now on SNY. I guess it looks like he may have lost a couple pounds.
Mm-hmm. It's been a gradual. I mean, I've been with you since July, but it's all right. You know what? Hey, look, deck chair off the Titanic. Plenty of work to go, plenty of motivation.
The hard thing about losing weight is how you then present yourself.
How the hell would you know?
Huh?
What do you mean, how? I play in the NFL.
I'm just telling you. I'm 25 pounds lighter than I was 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Really?
Absolutely. I had to change my entire wardrobe.
What was your chubbiest, though, Teak?
I was never chubby, but I was big. Right. I had unhealthy weight. For a 5'9" and a half.
But see, that's my goal. I want to get to your unhealthy weight.
I mean, technically, I was obese for most of my entire career.
Oh, but the way we define people as obese is not really fair.
Of course it's not fair.
I think we're all obese.
Right. And it's insulting to real obese people.
Well, no, you're right. But my point was, you need to change, like, the outward appearance.
Need new wardrobe. Tighten up the clothes.
It's just got to fit.
Okay.
Just got to fit.
Interesting. How many pounds are you looking to get to, Sean?
I don't set goals. Goals are meant to be failed.
So I'll wear my wife's pants. You could wear your wife's pants. Tighter pants, you look better.
Okay.
Form-fitting.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll just start wearing all my wife's clothes.
We'll come back and get to your calls. I'll give you some makeup to use like I'm using for my beard. We'll get to your calls coming up 877-337-6666.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.